37 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian, and it's a foggy morning in Morton, Illinois. Right now, we've just seen corn and beans make new lows for the day. Right now, we're looking at December corn, which goes off the board tomorrow at 374.5, down a penny and three quarters. March, 383, down 2¼. July, 396.5, down 2¼. New crop, December, 402¼, down a penny and a half. Export bookings looked rather good this morning on corn. Interesting that we saw 6.4 million bushels of new crop corn booked for export. On the bean side of things, we're down anywhere from 11 to 7 cents right now, with the old crop beans all down a dime or more. January beans, 909¼, down 10¾. March, 922¼, down 11. New crop, November, 957.5, down 8.5. Both products are lower. January meal, 309.30, down $3.30. January bean oil at 28.79, down 25 cents. The wheat market is a little bit higher. I think there's probably some spreading going on in the wheat. March wheat, 528.5, up 2 cents. July, 540.5, up a penny and three quarters. They've been much higher than that. The livestock futures, we're seeing the cattle complex higher. Hogs a little bit lower. These hogs do go off the board tomorrow, along with the December grains. Let's go to February live cattle at 123.10, up 20 cents. January feeders, 148.17, up 60. The February hogs at 65.35 is down 35 cents. Keep in mind that the December hogs are about $9 less than the February's. On the outside markets, we've had kind of a choppy morning thus far with the metals mostly lower except for copper. February gold futures at 144.80 is down $5.20. The crude oil futures have backed off about a dollar from early day highs. January crude at 60.53 is down 53 cents. The dollar index is a little bit higher this morning, about 25 points higher. We're back above 9,700. That 97.30 has been kind of a resistance area for the U.S. dollar index. The real is lower against the dollar this morning. We are seeing, we saw a little euphoria come into this grain market yesterday on talk about Chinese buys. We did get confirmation that they had bought 1.3 million metric tons of U.S. 18 crop soy. The trade is really looking for 5 to 8 million metric tons, so we've got a long ways to go. This may have been a buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of a day today. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's 37 degrees at 9 o'clock. And seeing some fog, as Ellen said, over in the Peoria area, that's popping up in different spots around central Illinois, so just be careful on the roadways. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sky's turning mostly cloudy. Some rain likely this afternoon with a high of 43 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain likely tonight with a low of 39. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.